Gospels according to love. Chapter 13, Last Supper. Even before the feast of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come and that he would depart out of this world to love. He loved his own that were in the world. He loved them to the end. As supper ended, hate was already in the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray Jesus. Jesus, knowing that love had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from love and was going to love, rose from supper, laid aside his garments, took a towel, and girded himself. Then Jesus poured into the basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and wiped them with the towel he had wrapped himself with. Jesus came to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, "Lord, why do you wash my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What I do you know not now, but you shall know hereafter." Peter said to Jesus, "You shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I wash you not, you have no part in me." Peter answered and said, "Wash my feet, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to Peter, "He that I wash need only his feet to be clean in every way, and you are clean, but not all." Jesus said, "But not all." For he knew who it was that would betray him. After Jesus had washed their feet, and had taken his garments, he sat down again and said to them, "Know you what I have done for you? You call me Master and Lord, and you say, 'Well, for so I am.' If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also are to wash each other's feet. For I have given an example that you should do as I have done to you. Surely I say to you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. Neither is Christ greater than the love that sent Christ. If you know these things, then happy you are to do them. I speak not to all of you. I know whom I have chosen, but so that the scriptures manifest, those that eat bread with me have lifted up their heel against me. I tell you before it comes, so when it happens, you may believe that I am Christ. Surely I say to you, those that receive whosoever I send receives me, and those that receives me receives the love that sent me." When Jesus had said these things, he grieved in his spirit and testified, saying, "Surely I say to you that one of you shall betray me." The disciples looked to one another, wondering whom Jesus spoke of. Leaning against the bosom of Jesus was his disciple whom he loves. Simon Peter therefore beckoned to him, asking who it was Jesus spoke of. He, lying on Jesus' breast, said to Jesus, "Lord, who is it?" Jesus answered, "Who is it to whom I shall give sop when I have dipped it?" And when Jesus had dipped the sop, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, and after he ate thereof, hate entered into him. Then Jesus spoke to Judas, saying, "That which you have to do, do quickly." No man at the table knew for what intent Jesus spoke this to Judas. Some of them thought because Judas had the bag that Jesus had said to Judas, "Buy those things we have need of for the feast." Judas, after having supped, went immediately out in the night. When Judas had left, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Love glorified, and the love is glorified who sent him. If love be glorified in him, love shall also glorify the Son in himself and manifest it straight away. Children of love, only a little while longer will I get to be with you. You shall seek me, and as I said to the Jews, where I go, you cannot come. So now I say to you a new commandment. I say to you, as I have loved you, that you also must love one another. By this shall all know that you are my disciples, if you have love to one another." Simon Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, where is it you are going?" Jesus answered Peter, "Where I go, you cannot follow me now, but you shall follow me afterwards." Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for your sake." Jesus answered him, "Will you lay your life for my sake? I say to you, the cock shall not crow until you have denied me three times."